other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing already into the second hour here, this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and thank you for staying with us. We've been breaking down information on the Sikh temple shooting, and of course, even what we've covered so far, it's a lot of data points. Not everything's confirmed yet. We are exploring, we are researching. This is happening in real time. So information is coming in. We're going to try to connect the dots as best we can. And I know also, of course, you can just bet that in the next 24 hours, a lot more is going to come out on this. And Alex himself will be able to bring you more detailed breakdown of this entire event tomorrow as he returns to hosting the show. But for today, continuing, here's what we've got coming up. We're going to continue with callers who have information. We've got Chris Holding and Rick and TJ and Clark and others, former and active law enforcement and some military. We've also got breaking news about another armed raid on a farmer in Canada this time. He's going to join us for just a few minutes in the next hour. He's been charged with 14 counts of conspiracy, facing 14 years in prison based on the conspiracy charges against him. For farming sheep. Yes, farming, raising sheep on a farm in Canada. So the assault on farm freedom is continuing. We've also got information about the deception of the Susan G. Komen organization has just been attacked in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ. Two scientists have come out and accused Komen of running deceptive advertising that intentionally misleads women into getting mammograms that 9 times out of 10 actually harm those women. So this is another assault. We've got news about the Obama campaign website now selling hemp scarves on their website, selling hemp products, but the hemp is imported from China, not the United States, because it's still a criminal offense to farm hemp in the United States. So why is the Obama administration or the Obama campaign marketing people, why are they supporting communist Chinese jobs in China but not allowing American farmers to grow hemp right here in the USA? Also, we've got breaking news about chemotherapy that's going to shock you. Just out yesterday, it turns out that chemotherapy causes cancer. Yes, chemotherapy causes cancer tumors to grow more aggressively. It backfires. This is shocking news out of the medical industry that chemotherapy backfires and causes more aggressive cancer, and it causes resistance to future chemotherapy. So all of that is coming up, plus we've got a video for you coming up in the third hour, why doctors are more dangerous than guns. And then getting back to the Second Amendment issue, we're going to continue to break down the Sikh temple shooting and the assaults on the Second Amendment and the pattern of drills that always are found to be behind these shootings that have a specific agenda, that always go after helpless groups of people. Alex just said it on the phone in the last segment that they're going to go after people in malls, in churches, in movie theaters, in stadiums, at sporting events. This is where people are typically unarmed and easy to have shot in order to create mass casualties, in order to create the reaction, which is a nationwide call for gun control and the disarmament of the public. But you know what? Think about it. Gun control is not gun control of everybody. It's selective. It's only about controlling, or that is, disarming guns from the citizens while concentrating power, concentrating firearms in the hands of the government itself. So while they're working to disarm the American public, they're buying 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 caliber ammo. They're buying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of AR-15 rifles. They're buying the .223 ammo, the 5.56. They are arming up while disarming us. That's the real agenda. So all of that straight ahead, plus more calls. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be
for more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing here on The Alex Jones Show, it's Monday, August 6th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News, filling in for Alex today, who is tuned in to everything that's going on. He's doing research right now. He's already posted a video on YouTube, which we played earlier. He's calling in. He's texting in with additional information. The crew here is hard at work. Again, this is a coalescing, a developing story. We're collecting data points to try to connect the dots on what really happened with the Sikh temple shooting. A lot of it already doesn't add up, and lots of red flags that indicate this could be another piece of the pattern of staging false flag events for a particular political agenda. Now, I want to give you my own personal opinion on some of what's going on here. First of all, I am extremely saddened and extremely frustrated at the fact that we have to interrupt our normal pursuit of happiness and pursuit of awakening and health information and all of these things to deal with these staged events that government operatives or dark evil groups within those agencies are perpetrating against the American people. I do not want to come on the air and talk about people being shot. I cover it reluctantly because we have to. We have to fight for our liberty, which means we have to face reality. But I would much rather be here teaching you about how to protect your vaccine rights, how to say no to the vaccines, how to say no to the fluoride, how to protect yourself from the evil death agenda of the cancer industry, how to boost your cognitive function and awaken your brain through nutrition and foods and all of these things. That is what I am really about as the Health Ranger. That's my specialty. And that's what I'd rather be talking to you about. But then, at the same time, I'm an advocate of the Bill of Rights. I'm an advocate of the Second Amendment. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in the Constitution. I am a hardcore libertarian constitutionalist who believes in the greatness of America and in our ability to overcome in any kind of challenges to our freedom, whether it be oppression or tyranny or these false flag agendas, whatever the case may be. We have to overcome that. And so I think, much like Alex, we reluctantly cover these issues because if we don't, we have no future. Think about it. You know, you can't just bury your head on your own house or land or your own farm. You can't just bury your head in the sand and ignore all of this and hope it goes away. It's not going away. They are coming after us. The clock is ticking. If you're out there right now and you haven't purchased the firearm that you legally need to purchase to get squared away, if you haven't purchased the ammunition that you need to protect your family and your community against whatever might happen down the road, you need to get on it. You need to get on the ball and take care of that right now. And I bet you that gun sales to legal citizens are skyrocketing today once again. And they doubled after the Aurora, Colorado shooting a couple of weeks ago. I bet they're doubling again today, you know, from normal levels, not doubling from the Aurora levels, but once again spiking up to that double level. I bet they are. And that's a smart thing to do because we are under attack. Our freedoms are under attack. People, remember this. Remember this, that disarmament is the first step to mass murder. Every government in history that has committed genocide against the people, that has committed mass murder, has first sought to disarm the public. Why? Because they don't like people shooting back. What tyrant wants to risk his troops getting shot at by an informed, aware, armed public? They don't want to take that risk, so they pass disarmament first, just like they did in Australia a few years back, and then the people are much easier to control. But the bottom line is, folks, as the Health Ranger, I don't, you know, this frustrates me to no end that we've got to deal with this, but we do. We have to deal with it. I'd rather be talking to you about these other things to help awaken you, to help nourish you, to help your brain get off the psychiatric drugs, get off the toxic chemicals, get off the synthetic pesticides, get back to basics, self-sustainable living, permaculture, gardening, raising your own food, because that's where the minerals come from the soil and get embedded into your body's tissues so you can be healthy, so you can operate with awareness and stamina and a sense of courage and be determined about moving forward to protect our future. It comes from things like home gardening, believe it or not. Sometimes gardening really is the answer. And that's why that's under attack. And we got a story for you coming up shortly about the rancher in Canada who has been raided at gunpoint by Canadian law enforcement and is now facing 14 years in prison there for an alleged conspiracy. And this is on top of all the raw milk assaults in the USA. And I probably need to share with you some additional news on that as well. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and share that with you right now briefly, and then we're going to go to more callers. So, Chris, you're up next from the National Guard. Be ready. But I spoke with James Stewart. He called me from Ventura County Jail over the weekend. He is in jail. He's the raw milk man in California who has been just falsely accused of these financial crimes related to investors in a farm in Ventura. And I can tell you right now, those charges are utterly and completely fabricated, and the agenda behind that is funded by the FDA. The FDA is giving money to the states to assault raw milk farmers. So at every level, whether it's an attack on your farm, whether it's an attack on your home garden, as happened with Julie Bass in Oak Park, Michigan, or the woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, whether it's an attack on your Second Amendment rights, whether it's an attack on the water in your city through fluoridation, which isn't even fluoride. It's a conglomeration, a cocktail of toxic chemicals that dumb down your brain and actually give you cancer. And some of those are even radioactive elements of the fluoride. No matter what the assault, they all have one thing in common. It's about global control over you. It's about controlling your food, controlling your defense, controlling your medicine, controlling your money and your finances, controlling your reproduction, controlling your private property, controlling your mind, controlling what you think, controlling the narrative, controlling the stories that you believe to be true, which is why they're repeated over and over and over again in the mainstream media. And I'm sorry if I'm rushing through this. It's just so much rushing through my thought process that you need to understand. And part of this is that if you really want to awaken folks, you've got to take care of your brain, your brain health. You got to get off the chemotherapy. You got to get off the fluoride. You got to get off the psychiatric drugs and off the vaccines with the stealth cancer viruses in them. Your brain has to function well if you are going to stay awake and fight for liberty and freedom and restoring this republic, the United States of America, which we are losing by the day now. It is slipping away from us so rapidly. I am concerned that we're going to be in a martial law situation by early next year, spring of 2013, if something doesn't change. We're slipping into that realm very, very quickly. And it is scary that the public isn't awakened more about this. I know that we in the liberty movement, we are awakened, but the public, they are lagging behind so far, and they're being swept into the false narrative through these staged shootings and through the mainstream media and their explanations, which are almost universally false. But the mainstream public is being swept into this, and they can be dangerous when they're disinformed, which is what they are, because they can call for things such as disarmament that can put us all at risk. So that's my two cents on this. I want to go to Chris in California with the National Guard. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I know this is off subject, but I just want to make a few quick points on 2013. I have some friends who are active duty infantrymen, and in 2013, if you could go on Google, all you have to do is type in U.S. Army 1st Infantry 2013 Africa, and it pretty much breaks down everything you need to know.
What's the summary of it? What are they talking about? Hit us with it.
Well, in 2013, Air National Guard, Army National Guard, Air Force, Navy, pretty much our whole military is going to go to Africa.
All right, is it okay, folks? Thank you for your call, by the way. I want to focus today on what's happening with the Sikh temple shooting and people who have specific knowledge about that. So I appreciate your call, and that is an important piece of the puzzle. But let's talk about what's happening right now today. Let's go to Rick in Virginia, Navy veteran. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about his other than honorable discharge for misconduct. My own personal experience was kind of weird in the sense that I joined the Navy during joined the Navy in 2003 with F-14 squadron. So I was kind of the first couple of years I was kind of involved in like the old school type of military, you know, via Tomcats, and then about midway through, we decommed them, and then we got transitioned into the new Super Hornets with, you know, this kind of post 9/11 Navy and military. And the type of, atmosphere is night and day. Prime example, E4 and E5 back when I was under the Tomcat squadron, you know, they kind of had, beef with each other. Well, what they did, the senior supervisor just kind of filtered them into a shop and said, all right, you guys got to, you know, beef with each other. You know, let's lock the doors and you guys handle it. so we can get on to, you know, bigger and better things.
What, well, what does the E4 designation really mean, by the way?
It's a third-class petty officer in the Navy. It's the fourth highest rank. So you go in as a private E1, and then you work up E2, E3, E4. So it's kind of like the lowest supervisor position, and then E5 sergeant.
All right, Rick, we gotta go to break. I appreciate your insight and your information on that. Appreciate your call. We are going to continue with details of this, what looks like a false flag shooting event in the Sikh, at the Sikh temple. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Okay. All right, folks, I'm mapping out. I'm mapping out what I think is the agenda here. This is consistent with what Alex Jones has been explaining. And I want to get an overhead cam shot for those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. See if you can show this document. Let me get this other stuff out of the way. All right, right here. Yeah, there we go. So here's the deal. Here's how this works. This is the plan that Alex has been explaining is in the minds of government. First, we start with stage shootings. That's the false flag shootings. That's Aurora, Colorado. That's what's happening today in Wisconsin at the Sikh temple, or, well, yesterday. This then leads to a disarmament mandate because problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic, right? A very common thing. People call for getting rid of all the guns. This then doesn't work because we've got lots and lots of people in America who will not give up their guns, who know that giving up their Second Amendment is the path to slavery. So we're going to end up with a shooting war or a civil war at that point. Now, that's what the globalists want. That's what they want, because after that happens, what comes in is foreign troops to do the mop-up right here, the mop-up operation, foreign troop mop-up operation. After the people have shot it out with law enforcement or National Guard or whatever the case may be, then the foreign troops come in and take over. And after that mop-up, what do you end up with? Which is the actual goal? NATO, UN, control over everything. That's the goal right there. Global government control in a disarmed nation that used to be called the Republic, the United States of America. So do you see how this spiral of violence, this spiral of destruction, this spiral of stripping away rights actually works? It starts with the stage shootings, and it ends up with government control over America, which is then disarmed and now divided into FEMA regions, the 10 FEMA regions with their own FEMA governors, most of the population herded into the FEMA camps. And there we go. That's what we're headed towards. So our goal here at Infowars.com is to stop this process, to reverse it, to stop the violence, to stop the stage shootings, to stop the government terrorism against the people, to restore liberty, to restore a peaceful society where power is distributed among the many. You see, this is a basic tenet of democracy. If you concentrate power into the hands of the few, you end up with a dictatorship. You end up with communism or fascism, depending on which country it is and what their philosophies are. But a concentration of power is always, always, always bad. It is the distribution of power that leads to a free society, the distribution of power that leads to a just society, that leads to a liberty, that leads to innovation and a good economy and all of these things that make nations great. So when you see calls for disarmament, that is a concentration of power into the hands of the few, the corrupt, the criminal elements of the government. A true democracy, or a republic, better yet, must have firearms distributed into the hands of all of the people who don't have, criminal histories or violent criminal histories or psychiatric problems, but law-abiding citizens who are honorable, who are peaceful, who have good philosophies, who are neighborly, community-minded, let's protect ourselves and our communities. All of those people need to have firearms to have the distribution of power. Hence the Second Amendment. That's what it's all about. It's not about sports shooting. It's not about hunting. It's not about plinking at the local target range. It is about having a distribution of power so that if a government goes bad, and every government eventually goes bad, that the people have the ability to stand their ground and demand their constitutional freedoms and their constitutional rights against the invasion of a corrupt, criminal, communist-oriented government that is trying to kill them. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. Now, I know if you're a regular Alex Jones listener, you already know that. So I'm probably just telling you what you already know. But a lot of people don't get this, or they need to hear it again. And so, especially in the context of all of these shootings taking place, which look to be staged, we need to educate each other about why the Second Amendment matters so much and why the ownership of firearms by law-abiding citizens is so crucial. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with much more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. And by the way, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And thank you for joining us. Here's the deal. All right, these shootings, Aurora and the Wisconsin Sikh temple shooting, they have everything in common. And I was just talking with Rob Jacobson here during the break, and he's got a theory that I think makes a lot of sense. Well, I don't know if it's he's not betting all his cards, all his money on this theory, but he's saying what if there were four shooters involved, as witnesses already said. What if the local police actually responded more quickly than was anticipated by the shooter team, and that the police showed up and actually ended up shooting this guy, what's his name again? Wade Michael, what's his last name? Anyway, the shooter here in at the Sikh temple, what if they, Page, right, Wade Michael Page, sorry, it's an odd name, you know, it's like three, anyway, what if he was not supposed to get caught? What if he was supposed to evacuate the scene with the other three shooters? They were supposed to get away, and this actually was a psychological operations mission that he was on. You know, just like Jason Bourne, right? Sheep-dipped people, that he really wasn't out of the Army, as is claimed, that he was actually part of a special operations unit, a PSYOP unit, who took part in the shooting, was supposed to get away, but a skilled local cop who actually has tactical training, I read, above and beyond the normal tactical training that officers get. This is, I think, what, a 20-year veteran of the force there, something like that. He shows up, shoots the guy dead before he can get away. And so this guy, Wade Michael Page, wasn't supposed to get caught because his background is so obvious. It's so obvious that this is PSYOP. You know, if he got caught, it would just be too obvious for the public to know the truth that this is a psychological operation. But he got shot, and now his background comes out. So once again, the false flag starts to unravel. They've messed it up. They, you know, how many of these can they try to pull off, and how many mistakes are they going to make as they keep getting sloppy? You know, maybe they just weren't counting on local cops showing up and being competent as this officer was. So this could be a case where we have that police officer to thank for actually killing one of the PSYOP instigators, the people carrying out the mission, so that his background could be revealed. But of course, then they're going to just try to paint him as a white supremacist to eliminate any kind of talk that he might have been part of a PSYOP. Anyway, that's a working theory. As everything is here today, that's a working theory. It's not necessarily true. It's something that we are discussing. This is an investigation. This is a dialogue. So that's what we're doing right now. Let's continue that dialogue with our callers. TJ in Minnesota, a Navy and Army vet, is on the air. TJ, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Health Ranger Mike, are you there? Over.
I am right here, 10-4. Go ahead.
God bless you and Alex Emery. I'm going to give four salient points here. First of all, last night George Norrie was busy on Mars when he should have been talking to Alex Jones about Milwaukee.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Secondly, I'm so military, you wouldn't even understand it if we spent 10 days together at the campground. We want to know if this guy was a specialist or an officer. There's a big difference. And I love my officers, and I still got a couple. And thirdly, when they choreograph news reports, whether it's 9/11 or Waco or Oklahoma City, it looks like a duck and it tastes like a duck. And you don't have to second guess your common sense, Health Ranger.
That's You're right. No, it's great. All it all looks staged. I mean, it does look staged from the very get go, and then they just repeat the staged story over and over again. But you know, TJ, people buy into it. Why do people believe this so easily? What do you think?
The enemy is a stupid fool. The devil is a deceptive fool, and he thinks everybody else is too. And the devil has come to ground, Mike. He has come to ground out of the chemtrails, and if Alex Emery ain't on with George Norrie tonight, I'll shut all my radios off. But here's the deal, Ranger Mike. I want you to stay. You're not military either, but I'm so military you wouldn't even have a clue. And I'm a defensive military constitutionalist, and I'm looking at Jay Rutledge, who signed the Constitution, and that blood is running through my veins, Mike.
Yeah.
To this day, and you can check it out. And I'm sure the government, my big abomination brother, has checked it out. I can bring helicopters in here any minute. However, we got to go to India. India's important if you watch the Olympics. And if you will recall, and I hope you got some real sharp listeners. God, you're doing good. health.
Well, thank you, TJ. Thank you, TJ. I appreciate your comments, and you're right. India is a strategic importance. There may be elements here of why a Sikh temple in particular was targeted, of course, with the ties of the religion to many people in India. Today, I'm not aware of any reason why that would be part of an agenda yet, but something may come out. But thank you for your call, TJ. Very good points. Let's go to another caller, Johnny in Pennsylvania with the Army National Guard. Johnny, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. You're doing a fantastic job sitting in for Alex.
Thank you, Johnny.
Real quick, Mike, I want to know why the Southern Poverty Law Center is being repeatedly referenced by media, not just media, but right-wing media like the Daily Caller, as an objective source giving us insights into what this guy was doing in that neo-Nazi organization.
Now, you know, I got a theory on this. That's a great question. Stay on the line. I want to talk to you some more. But the theory is that we are now seeing the division. We're seeing people are lining up with their true alliances. We are seeing on the conservative talk shows, on conservative media, we're now seeing many people selling out to the agenda of gun disarmament, of gun control. And they are, you're right, some of them are quoting the Southern Poverty Law Center and sort of propping them up as a credible organization. And that's bewildering, but you're seeing it now. You're going to know whose side people are really on. I'm on the side of liberty. That's my position. It sounds like yours. What your thoughts? Go ahead.
Absolutely, Mike. This really concerns me. And if I'm not mistaken, Alex has shown the Southern Poverty Law Center to have colluded with government sources for this radical anti-freedom agenda. And I'm not ready to say it's absolutely a false flag, but let me tell you something, Mike. This hits every single hot button talking point issue. The guy's a veteran, a skinhead, a white, a racist. FBI's got to step in and call it domestic terrorism. Now we're going to be told, I'm sure, that he used an assault rifle with an extra large magazine.
Right.
My take on this is, if it really is either staged or provocateur, the reason being is that they didn't get what they wanted out of Aurora. They expected a lot of people to have a knee-jerk reaction and to be played the way they were played after Oklahoma City, but yeah, they weren't. People went out and they bought guns in droves, and as a result, they've had to step up their game, and here's what's going to be a problem for them. If this is also staged, if Aurora is staged and this is staged, there's going to be some issues, because the more they stage these things, the more they run the risk of having multiple operations where somebody on the inside is going to break ranks and come out and explain some of this and be a white hat, as it were. So
I hope that happens.
Absolutely. They keep stepping right up their game. And I'm beside myself, Mike. Reports that there were multiple shooters. I believe one of the eyewitnesses said that there was gas released. One more thing. The fact that this guy is such an archetypical white racist idiot, he doesn't know that Sikhs aren't Muslims. Are we really?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
He's that stupid, and yet he's that committed to go in and murder people. And then let me feed some of this other your other theory you were just putting out a few minutes ago. This officer was first on the scene that had this advanced tactical experience. May have spoiled what happened, and yet this guy was able to shoot him 8 or 9 times first.
Despite no kidding. Think about that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your call, Johnny. No, that's good. I totally agree with you. That officer may have ruined the situation by showing up and shooting that one of the shooters, Wade. Now this is just coming in. Washington Post is reporting. The FBI has announced there's no reason to believe anyone other than the slain gunman was involved in the Sikh temple shooting. Associated Press, August 6, 10:39 a.m. Now, of course, this is not unexpected. The FBI, no reason to believe anyone else is involved. Well, hey, what about the witnesses that said they saw 4 people and people driving away in a car after they did the shooting? What about those people? Is that not evidence? But see, this is the common pattern that we always see in these shootings. It's so much easier to just blame it on a gunman, especially if he's dead. You know, shoot one of the guys who was involved and then just blame it on him. Or if you can't blame it on him, if the guy's still alive like James Holmes, drug him into a state of mental oblivion, which is what they're doing. So he can't talk. He can't say anything. He doesn't even know who he is anymore. He's obviously drugged up. So they're either going to kill him or they're going to drug him. And then their story doesn't have any loose ends. Right? Very, very simple, right? That's what the FBI says right now. Oh, so they're going with the lone gunman theory. Now, we're going to go to one more call very quickly, but Kurt Nimmo has just posted a new article on Infowars.com. Sikh shooter, a former PSYOP soldier linked to FBI's National Alliance. This is live right now on Infowars.com. So go there and check this out. And in this, he details the links to the National Alliance and how the FBI admittedly ran the National Alliance white supremacist group. So here we go. Yet another tie-in, another COINTELPRO tie-in. The FBI has run these white supremacist groups since the 1960s. They subsidized, armed, directed, and protected the Ku Klux Klan and other right-wing groups. Brian Glick writes, this is part of the story. Check that out at Infowars.com right now. Just posted in the last few minutes by Kurt Nimmo. By the way, you need to be refreshing Infowars.com every 5 minutes, because stories are being posted by Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nimmo, and no doubt others by Aaron Dykes will be in the works. Now, we've had some great calls, and I want to go to some more callers and get their thoughts on what's going on. But again, I want to caution listeners and viewers that a lot of this is conjecture, even on my part. We don't know how the puzzle fits together yet. We're exploring, we're researching, we're connecting the dots, and we're highlighting some red flags or contradictions that appear in the official version of the story. That's the stage we're in right now. It's a little chaotic, and it's fast-moving, and it will come together. It will coalesce, let's say, in more detail over the next 24 hours. And Alex will be back here tomorrow to break it down for you in more detail. But for right now, let's go to Devin in Texas with the Marines. Devin, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you? Great show today. Hey, so just a few points. So I was in the military for 16 years. I just got out in 2007. I was in since 1991. And in doing that, since 1996, a lot of these things that you guys were talking about, I was seeing where we started sitting in on high-level meetings where they were talking about crowd control with the military, contingency plans for, you know, if cities got out of control, what the military was going to do. And in coming into the wars in 2001, I sat in on high-level meetings as far as Iran was concerned. They had contingency plans for Iran set up in 2002. So leading into to what has happened with the psychological warfare guys, these guys are great scapegoats.
Yeah.
These guys are great ways to forward these plans. And I think what people don't see is that psychological operations is some of the best that the military has to offer. And for one of these guys to choose, number one, to go that road is a bit off.
Hey, Devin, this is good information you're giving us. I'm going to ask you to hold that thought for just a second. Alex is calling in with additional details right now. Is that correct, guys? Okay, Alex, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Listen, I want you to go back to the caller, because I tried to call him in between calls to the hotline, but I don't want to interrupt him. But that's exactly the point I was trying to make earlier. The psychological operations, and he was mid-level, just to even get into it, you've got to have an above-average intelligence and understand complex, multifaceted, overlaying, three-dimensional thought, at least. There's no way one of those guys is going to go shoot up Sikhs who are known as being pro-U.S. military. And as they were saying, with white supremacists, as I heard a police officer earlier say, who really knew his stuff, they liked the Sikhs because the whole history of it is the white ruling class of India, they're like the vestigial leftovers of that. So that's like deep psychology for the white supremacists that India was really white ruled. So that police officer I heard earlier really knew his stuff. That's a point I didn't even make. But here's the deal. You've got the head, you know, the president of the church, saying there were all these weird guys around there. You've got all this happening. You've got the police scanners of four shooters, a family saying four shooters, the first witness saying four shooters. You've got all this happening. They're probably planning to kill everybody. The guy was clearly sheep-dipped. We know McVeigh was in U.S. military after he got out with a top-level discharge. had other special ops in it. But here's my final point, and the point I haven't made. You know when it's a psyop or if they provocateur or wound up a crazy. You know it because the media instantly jumps on it.
Within
1 hour, they were saying, quiet guy, you know, terrorist, military. It's the scripting. It's like when they killed Breitbart within an hour and 45 minutes, they were saying natural causes, but the coroner said, I never said that. It's when they are fixing the story. It's like Building 7 when they blew it up. An hour before on three channels, the exact script, it fell on its own footprint from fire. Just like they reported Lee Harvey Oswald had been captured an hour and a half before his name was out and he had been captured, you know, 12 hours difference in Australia or whatever. This is how this, or whatever it is, 18 hours. This is how this stuff works, okay? And the point is, it's the timing. They got five bills. While they were on the side saying, we don't want to restrict your guns, it's a conspiracy theory, they are running the other PSYOP of these events while the White House promised this was coming to its top donors, saying, don't worry, we're behind the polls. Big stage stuff is coming. I don't just look at something and say it's staged. I live this, ladies and gentlemen. I live this. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous how staged
this is. Alex, what do you think about the possibility that this guy was not supposed to have been caught and shot, that he was just part of the team that was supposed to shoot
and leave? That's what I said. They either set him up. Or the police officer got there earlier and stopped it. These false flags always go bad. The media just covers them up. Go back to your caller when we come back. God bless you.
That's right. We're going to a break. Caller, please stay on the line. We'll come back to you after the break. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. A lot more news and analysis straight ahead.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, my gut tells me that this is just the beginning. And it's this sickening feeling. This you know how you've got intuition, you've got that gut feeling, and usually it's right. And my gut's telling me that this is just the second shooting in many. That they've got a whole series planned. They've got a whole a network of you know psyop terror cells that they're running to try to go after after the Second Amendment, to disarm us, to make us slaves in a total police state. And I think it's going to get worse. I think they're going to scale this up. I think these shootings are just the beginning. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that covering this will stop them. I hope that maybe some facts can come out about this particular shooter that will expose the false flag agenda behind all this so that we can stop it, because I feel I've got a really bad feeling that we're going to see a massive loss of life, something much bigger in the next, well, let's say before the election, before the voting day, we're going to see something big. And I am mortified by that, because, you know, one of my main missions is to protect life. That's to protect innocent life, especially. But let's continue. Our caller, Devin, we cut you off there. I apologize, Devin. We want to continue with you. You're back on the air. Please pick it up where you left off before Alex called in.
No problem. So in doing 3 tours in Iraq, 1 in Afghanistan, I saw the latter parts of Desert Storm, Somalia, and Bosnia. So I've been around the world a bit, and I was always boots on the ground, infantry. We worked with SF. We worked with Recon. We worked with all of the guys that were doing things on the ground. But when you look to psychological operations, these guys are not meant for this type of operation. This is not the way that they're even taught to use war, to use the human mind. So there's nothing that would tell you that this particular guy would want to do this. But is he a great scapegoat, someone to put into that situation because they know that he's going to be easy to kill? If you put a recon ranger tab sniper into that situation, there's going to be a lot of police life lost. So that's the number one thing to look at. Is
that's an interesting point. But he was also apparently quite competent at shooting back, because he struck the officer on the scene, I think, something like 8 times. I don't know the exact number, but it seems like he at least was able to shoot back and to do so quite competently. Are you saying that, you know, a recon operator would have been far, far better skilled at that?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, you know, every military personnel are skilled at shooting. That's part of your boot camp. That's part of your basic training. But when you start talking about, let's say, recon, ranger tab, sniper, there's only 100 of you in the United States. These guys are the elite of the elite. And, you know, this is all they do. SF, they go through thousands of rounds of ammunition while they're training, and they're doing live fire drills. They are always going through buildings doing live fire drills with instructors standing in the rooms.
Sure.
So, you know, so these guys are the top of the top. Do I think that a lot of, a lot more life would have been lost had you have had somebody in there like that? Would it have been a lot worse? Sure. But when you start talking about this, you know, psychological operations and this, what I was trying to reference to is that we sat into, you know, these high level meetings where they were talking about, you know, going into war with Iran, what it would have to be like to control the population.
20 seconds left.
Willing to do.
Stay on it.
I'm sorry.
No, time is limited. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, so what they were willing to do that. And I think that if you believe that this is not stage to try to take this further, to take the Second Amendment right, I mean, what else could it be?
Yeah, good points, David. Thank you for your call and for your insight. We're going to come back in just 1 minute, a lot more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.